First, the challenge and hard work that comes with sports is part of why many people love to compete. But for younger athletes, overdoing it can lead to injuries or a lack of interest down the road. When kids start specializing in one sport, the risk of that burnout is even greater. Our next guest says we can help kids stay healthy and happy by promoting a mix of athletic activities and keeping the fun in the game. Dr. Charlie Popkins, an assistant professor of orthopedic surgery at Columbia University Medical Center and an assistant attending physician at New York Presbyterian Hospital. He joins us from Denmark, where he's traveling with the U.S. hockey team. Dr. Popkin, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, can you talk about this idea of over-specialization? Are we making our kids be too over-specialized in one sport too early in their lives?
I mean, I think there are certainly pockets in this country where that is happening, and more research is coming out that that's just not going to be a helpful long-term approach to keeping our kids engaged and on the field.
What are some of the consequences? Let's start with physical. What are some of the physical hazards of being too specialized, especially year-round at that earlier age?
Sure. We've started to gain some research that is clearly starting to show that there's an association with overuse-type injuries. So things like Osgood-Schlatter is very common, which is an overuse knee injury. We're also seeing problems like even down in the foot and ankle with something called Sievers. And then we're getting things like stress fractures and then inflammation of tendons like patellar tendonitis, elbow tendonitis. And we're also seeing a big spike in ACL surgery in the knee and also Tommy John surgery in the elbow for those baseball players that are unfortunately playing year-round.
Yeah, the Tommy John surgery is one that stuns me to see kids are getting this, because this is a thing named after a pro athlete who needed this surgery after years and years of playing the game. What, we're having kids just literally throw the baseball too much throughout the year?
I'll give you an example. At the Little League World Series maybe 10 years ago, they took a pitch count from the kid on the winning team and compared it to the Yankees pitcher C.C. Sabathia, who has been known for years to basically have as many pitches as anyone in baseball. And the kid's pitch count over that tournament blew C.C.'s out of the water for that sort of two-week stretch. As an example of a sport where if you're not careful with monitoring that throwing, you can get out of control pretty quickly.
That's the physical side. I understand you're also worried about the emotional side, the emotional burnout. Doing a sport, a single sport especially, too much leads kids to lose the love of the game and maybe bail out on that sport, maybe all sports down the road.
Yeah, I think there is a myth out there that you need to specialize super early. And, our research and from others is showing that that's really just not the case, particularly for team sports, that if you're starting that early, there's a really high burnout risk that is very real. And not doing one of those selective sports that is very early, such as like gymnastics or figure skating, really early sports specialization is really uncommon for most people that are succeeding at the Division I and professional level.
Talking to Dr. Charlie Popkin from the Columbia University Medical Center about burnout in sports for young athletes. You can join in with your thoughts at 800-642-1234. Dr. Popkin, I want to really hammer that last point you made home. You're saying that people who are successful at the college level and beyond, it's not the people who have been playing the game since they're five. Can you talk about what kind of findings you've had?
Sure. I'll give you an example. So Malcolm Gladwell put out that book now a couple of years ago where essentially there was this concept that you needed to do 10,000 hours of something and you could be successful. And that was based off of research that was done on musicians. And intuitively, it makes sense that it would be able to translate over into sport. And certainly, I think people that are successful, whether it's in sports or work or whatever it is they do, have a different relationship with practice, whether that's perfect practice or whatever. But the problem is that really just hasn't been shown to be the case with sports. Kids' bodies and brains are meant to grow through a variety of activities. And when you specialize that early, they're losing that ability to adapt and be adaptable. And when you're participating in multiple sports, you can learn whole body skills like balance, quickness, and core strength. And, you know, I applaud USA Baseball. You know, they've made a statement recommendation that, you know, you should really only be playing baseball in 9 months out of the year to prevent, you know, some of those overthrowing injuries. One of the articles, you know, that Jane Brody put out in the New York Times, you know, one of my colleagues, Min Coker, quoted a study sort of saying that with baseball players, we've noticed that there's a saying northern arms and southern bats, and that's because, you know, when you're up in the cold weather like Minnesota and Wisconsin, it is harder to play baseball year-round. You're closer to the equator and it's warm all the time. You want to play baseball all the time, and there is a, you know, a known correlation there that's been established as an example.
And we're talking about organized sports here. Is that part of the problem, that we go too early into organized sports and to, you know, saying, hey, kids, go out and play, referee yourselves, have fun?
Sure. I mean, the landscape of youth sports is certainly changing. You know, gone are the days of sort of sandlot baseball. Everything is super organized, you know, as case in point, the Little League World Series in Williamsport, where you have 12-year-old kids playing in front of, you know, thousands that are there and then probably millions watching on TV. You're really seeing the professionalization of youth sports. And the real downside here is I think a lot of kids that would otherwise have a good exposure to a sport and they end up playing that long term are getting burned out and they're just deciding to do something else.
And I've definitely seen this as a parent of athletes on the sideline. I hope I haven't done it myself. The interests of the parents and maybe the coaches and the leagues don't match up with the interests of the kids. How can we make sure that we're focusing on what the kids want and need, the fun, the exercise, the team building?
That's a great question. And that's, I think, the biggest thing that I've sort of seen from my experience both in sports and now as a physician is your job as a coach and as a parent is to really foster that intrinsic drive. That's the way to keep kids happy and engaged long-term if they're the ones driving it, going like, you know, hey, I want to be on that extra trail. I want to spend more time doing this summer. If it's coming from them, that's, you know, a lot healthier than if it's a parent projecting or trying to live again through their kid, that's certainly not helpful. And then, you know, you're in Wisconsin, which is, you know, hockey land, and, you know, of all the sort of sports, NCAA came out recently with, you know, how many high school kids make it into, you know, NCAAs, either, you know, Division One or Three, and, you know, hockey has the highest high school to NCAA of any of the major sports, basketball, women's basketball, football, baseball, and men's soccer. 10.7%, which makes sense if you think about it. On like a high school team, if there's 20 guys on a team in Wisconsin, probably two of them, maybe one more, will play collegially. So that's made sense for me. So I guess I'd say to all you Wisconsin hockey players out there, keep playing.
Let's go to our callers now at 800-642-1234. Donna is with us in Brookfield. Donna, hi.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I am so glad that somebody is talking about this because I have a son who is now he's out of college, but when he was 9 years old, he played hockey and he played baseball. And I remember he wanted to play baseball, you know, one summer, and his hockey coach put his foot down and said, absolutely not. He needs to stay with hockey year-round. Otherwise, you know, he is not going to amount to anything, and it's time you made a decision. I'm like, at 9 years old? Are you kidding?
Wow.
I just thought that was ridiculous. Wow.
Well, Donna, thanks for that call. And maybe kids aren't hearing this as much at nine, but I know you hear stories about club sports coaches, high school coaches, some of them anyway, saying you got to focus on my sport at a pretty early age. Are you seeing that too, Dr. Popkin?
No, absolutely. That's why we wanted to study this. That does not shock me at all to hear something like that. And, you know, hockey is an interesting one with regards to some of the year-round because there are different pressures. Unlike baseball, which, you know, you can play on the field, assuming the weather is okay. You know, hockey is very tied into rink time, and rink time is expensive. And for kids over the summer, if the rink isn't being used, then someone's not making money too. So there may be, in that one instance of hockey, which is a sport that I love passionately, there are certainly some additional factors at play that go into that pressure to play year-round.
Donna, thanks for that call. We're talking to Dr. Charlie Popkin, professor of orthopedic surgery at Columbia University Medical Center, about the problem of burnout in youth sports over specialization at an earlier and maybe earlier age over time. And you can join in as we continue at 800-642-1234. If you're the parent of an athlete, is this a concern for you? Did you experience this as a young athlete yourself? Maybe too serious, too organized to sports, too much focus on one sport and pressure on that. If you're a coach of, in a school, in a club, do you encourage your players to diversify, to try other sports, as we're hearing is probably good for them mentally, emotionally, and physically? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll continue the conversation with Dr. Popkin coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We continue our conversation with Dr. Charlie Popkin, assistant professor of orthopedic surgery at Columbia University Medical Center, looking at the risk for burnout for young athletes and over-specialization in a particular sport. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Are we asking too much of young athletes? Have we lost sight of what sports are for? If you're the parent of an athlete or you've been a young athlete yourself, do you see this burnout? Were you pressured to specialize at too young an age? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Back to your calls now. Rich is with us in Wanakee. Rich, hi.
Hi, thank you so much for this topic. This is just a fantastic topic. I'm going to try not to take up too much of your time, but it's something I'm really passionate about. I live in South Central Wisconsin in a very small community outside of Madison in a town of about 15,000 people. And making kids specialize in sports is absolutely, in my opinion, the wrong direction to go. It limits the children's growth. From an impact on the community, I just want to share an example. At 9 years old, I coached my son in baseball for many years. And at 9 years old, our community started a lacrosse program. And at that time, it was the lacrosse development was the program was developed in such a way that it was too punitive to allow kids to do both. So what that did is it took our numbers from like 130 and cut them by more than half because so many kids wanted to try this new experience of lacrosse, but they weren't given the opportunity to do both. So what happens, right? So that thins the talent pool, and then traveling teams. That's another thing. These parents think they have the next, Giancarlo Stanton or Mike Trout or whoever, and that it's just so inconceivable. I'm not discounting people going after what they want to do, but these travel teams have just had a tremendous impact, and I can speak from personal experience. I've seen one 12-year-old kid blow out, just ruined his rotator cuff.
Rich, thanks a lot for the call. A lot there, Dr. Popkin. First, again, that exclusivity of a sport. Probably most of these kids would have been happier, healthier if they could have dabbled in baseball and lacrosse if they wanted to, right?
Yeah, we really encourage playing multiple sports until essentially high school, somewhere around sophomore or junior year is when you should really start focusing. But that was an interesting call. Certainly that experience is not limited to southern Wisconsin. We're seeing this across the country, and it's a problem, and we're just trying to bring attention to it.
And traveling teams, it seems like this is happening more and more. I don't remember it as much when I was a kid, but kids traveling great distances, often at great expense. Do you think we're doing too much of this traveling team concept, again, at too early an age, Dr. Popkin?
I think generally speaking, the answer to that question is yes. A lot of youth sports, the end goal or how parents are defining success is that, the holy grail of that college scholarship. And a lot of times with some of those travel teams at a very young age. If you add up all the money that is involved with the travel and expense for that, I think if they save that up and invested it, they may be able to cover a good amount of the college cost as it is.
Thanks a lot for that call. We'll go next to Philip in Green Bay. Philip, hi.
Hi. Also appreciate this topic greatly. I'm a cross-country ski coach, a club coach, and I focus especially on those grades 6 through 10. And I've seen this many times. I've seen athletes that even, for example, won the state championship and burned out before their senior year, or perhaps even got to college and then couldn't deal with the workload in college. What I'm really wondering is if you have any suggestions of materials to give coaches to recognize that they can still get this athlete that they want while allowing the other sports. You did just mention that sophomore year seems to be the year that you might have to specialize, and that matches what I think. But do you have any information that you could point to give to coaches on these club teams, especially high school teams, that could help them say, well, maybe I really need to think this over and change my mind about it?
Dr. Popkin, any references you can give to Philip to help him evangelize on this?
Sure. There's a couple. One is a website called Stop Sports Injuries that was put out by AOSSM, which is the American Orthopedic Society for Sports Medicine, and that is a webpage specifically looking at youth sports injuries. I would also direct you to the AOSSM page itself. There are a couple links that go over some of the dangers of sports specialization. And then the final one would be a literature search, and that more and more things are coming out, like article-wise, that are really supporting late specialization, if you will, and going over some of the dangers of early sports specialization that would be available on like a Google search.
Thanks a lot for that call, Philip. Hope that helps. We're talking to Dr. Charlie Popkin from the Columbia University Medical Center, looking at the risk of burnout and over-specialization for young athletes. Back to your calls now. Mike is on the line in Deerfield. Mike, hi.
Hi, Rob. Great topic, and I appreciate what the doctor is saying regarding both physiological and psychological effects of specializing in sports. I coached high school teams for 18 seasons, and I found over that time that the best athletes were multiple sport athletes, at least two, usually three, and sometimes a fourth sport in the summer for recreation. In the third set in tennis, you could count on them to pull it out, et cetera. There was a depth there. And so I'm all for non-specialization, really even further into high school. So I appreciate the conversation. Great program. Thank you.
Mike, thanks a lot for that call. And Dr. Popkin, I think I've seen numbers about, you know, people even at the pro level in the NFL, like a really big percentage of them were people who did multiple sports.
Yeah, actually, from this year's NFL draft, of the 32 first-round picks, 29 were two-sport athletes, and half of them were three-sport athletes in high school. So, yeah, if you're, you know, you're there in Badger Country, where I know you guys teach your football series as your hockey, and, you know, maybe when you throw out quotes like that around the Packers, that will help.
Thanks a lot for that call, Mike. We heard from Abby on Facebook, who says there's no more room for kids who just want to have fun. And she says kids who don't do sports will still grow up to be productive members of society. And that takes me to something I maybe should have asked right at the outset, Dr. Popkin. What should be the goal? What is the role of sports for young people? What are we hoping they get out of it?
Yeah. No, that's a great question and a great point. I think we need to a bigger picture as a society, but you know, for me, I think you learn a lot of good values participating in sport. I think you learn how to be a part of the team. I think you learn how to be on time. I think you learn to work well with others, and then, you know, hopefully you find a sport that you can play for life. I mean, there's plenty of, you know, hockey leagues, I'm sure, in Wisconsin that are adult, where you've got kids that are, you know, been playing since mites and still like doing it all the way until they're older. So I think the main goal from sport be to, you know, continue playing it and have a good time doing so. in a country like Norway, which takes a completely different approach to their youth sports than we do. And look at the success that they just had in the Winter Olympics. They have the most medals and medals in general, and they take that have fun approach where they don't have any of that elite and specialization stuff until much later. And as a case example of, you know, maybe doing it the right way, and maybe as a country we need to start thinking slightly differently about youth sports.
We'll leave it there. Dr. Popkin, thanks a lot for joining us late at night in Denmark. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Have a good night.
That's Dr. Charlie Popkin, orthopedic surgeon at Columbia University Medical Center. He was with us to talk about burnout in youth sports, physical and emotional, and how to make sure young athletes stay healthy and keep enjoying what they do. He says multiple sports good, over-specialization, especially at younger ages, leads to more risk of injury and risk of kids losing interest in the sports that maybe they loved at the outset. There is still time for you to share your stories, your experiences. There's a conversation going over at the Ideas Network Facebook page. Love to hear especially your own experience, whether it was as an athlete yourself, a parent, a coach. Did you specialize? Do you wish you hadn't? Or did you do multiple sports? Did your kids do multiple sports? As a coach, do you encourage kids to play different sports? Or do you see too much exclusivity with one sport? Again, let us know on the Ideas Network Facebook page.